Sparing our lives, to be alive, Lord, on the verge of this great outpouring, Lord, the great unveiling of this piece of the Master that was cut out from his side down through seven ages. We thank you tonight, Lord, that today, standing, Father, we have the revelation in our hearts that we are part of that great move. That's why we're here today, Lord. We believe that our coming together will bring your presence and cause your word to be spoken and manifested among us. We ask, Lord, that you will speak to our hearts today in Jesus Christ's name. Those who are still on their way, Lord, we ask for traveling mercies. Lord, may there be a great outpouring today. And then, Lord, even in the period between now and the next service, Lord, when the believers go to their homes to eat and to eat around these grounds and to fellowship, and Father, we ask that your presence will be present among us to guide our thoughts, our actions, that your name might be glorified. We ask it for your honor and for your glory. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to greet all the saints today in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And just to make a few announcements, we normally have the two toilets downstairs, toilet facilities downstairs for sisters and brothers. But in view of the number of people we have today, we would like the facilities downstairs to be used by the sisters only. And the brothers will use the facilities downstairs in my home. So the sisters will use all the facilities downstairs, and the brothers will, I don't think it's very inconvenient, but we are just pressed with the number, so we are trying to make it more convenient and comfortable for everybody. So the sisters will use the facilities downstairs, they only, and the brothers will use the facilities in my home. Water, whatever. Amen. And then after service, our neighbors were very kind. They allowed us to use their grounds next door here, Brother Robin, and the neighbor on the other side of the street where there's an unfinished house. He allowed us to use the yard for parking, anywhere the believers would like to eat and so on. We made three long tables, which we hope would kind of help in the arrangement for eating and so on, so that right after service, the brothers here will make the arrangements across the street, laying the table and cloth and whatever you need to have. You could probably see one of the deacons, see any one of the brothers that you know from Princeton, and they would try to make it as comfortable as possible for you to enjoy yourself. Amen. And if you have any other anything else that you would like to know, then you could feel free to ask any one of brothers, even one of your own brothers from Barataria, feel free to ask them, and we will quickly try to solve any problem that you might have. We want everybody to be comfortable. I mean, it's a little tight in here, but do you all feel comfortable? You know, when you're under expectation for something great to happen, it doesn't matter where you are. Even if you're in a dungeon, it's a nice place. You know, like when Joseph was in prison because he was under expectation, he didn't see the chain. Like Moses, he had, while he was away from his people, while he was there in Egypt, under pressure and everything else, he had one vision before him. And when you have that before you, it doesn't matter where you are, under what condition you are, you're comfortable. Because what comforts you is not the thing on the outside, but the thing that God has put on the inside. And I'm sure that you are all under expectation today for something great to happen. Amen. I would just like to read. Can we all stand? I'd just like to read this morning from a message, 4757, testing time, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Abraham says, I believe it's coming to a time where Paul said, where there is prophecies, it shall fail. Where there is tongues, they shall cease. I believe it's coming to a time to when the saints will get together like this, and just the love spirit will just sweep over the audience, and just every person in there, all that's wrong will be taken off. Now a vindicated prophet said that. That's going to happen sometime. That's a prophecy. Now when you're listening to a prophet, even when he doesn't say, thus said the Lord, when he says something is going to happen, and you know he's speaking under inspiration, when you have caught the revelation that he's a prophet and he's speaking under inspiration to you, that is thus said the Lord. Now he adds, thus said the Lord, like when you sign a letter to let you know who is signing it. But even when he doesn't say, thus said the Lord, if you know from whom the letter is coming, you know it's thus said the Lord. Then it'll be just such a presence of the Holy Spirit. I believe gifts are wonderful, and we need them and respect them. But I believe the time's coming when it's going to be on a higher standard than that. After all these things is done away, that which is love will endure forever. See, it's the love of God. We'll just be standing, preaching like this or talking, and just the love will just settle over the building. Would to God that would happen today. Like Baram said when he preached, speak to this mountain, I'm like a little child waiting for Christmas to come. Because, you know, at Christmas time, you have a lot of bonuses. At Christmas time, your parents don't consider your ups and downs and your bad parts during the year. They know that this is the time for you. And he knows that this is our time. And he wants to send everything our way. Because he is waiting for it, and we are waiting for it. Let us bow our heads, close our eyes as we sing, Only Believe, All Things Are Possible. I remember one time this was sung in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Ram was there preaching, and the Holy Spirit was very present to manifest and to confirm his word. And after he had preached the word had gone forth, and the people were under expectation. The organist was playing The Great Physician Now Is Here. And a little girl was coming across the platform who had a shortened leg. She was deformed. Like many people might be deformed today, spiritually and otherwise. And they were playing The Great Physician Now Is Here. The angel was present. Faith was high. The believers were under expectation. And as that girl came across the platform, her deformed leg was made whole. The deformity was turned into a normal leg. And any deformity could be turned into a normal, regular circumstance in your physical and spiritual being today. But not just that. The organist was under such inspiration that when she looked and she saw that, she raised the hand in the air to praise God. And God was so pleased with that action that when she raised the hands, she was in service for God. And he couldn't let that service go begging. So when she raised the hands to praise God, the angel took over and continued playing. That same God is alive and in our midst today. And if we would raise our hands and praise God, maybe the angel of God will take over again and do all the ministering that he needs to do. With our hands raised, only believe, all things are possible as for the wind comes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Believe me with all your heart. Confession now. He is present. He is present to minister to every need that we would have. Express your faith in his word. Believe him today. If you feel unbelief, the Lord help my unbelief. Rise up in the arms of faith. Possible. Confession today. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, you shall not be ashamed. Need, hold it upon your heart, believe him, expect him to do it in his service. If you have sin in your life, confess it now. Knowing the true confession and faith, we are subject to all the powers of God that is in heaven. And when you stand praying, believe that you have received what you asked for, and you shall have it. Almighty God, how we thank you for your great august presence that we feel here in the building. God, give you such a great assurance when you can come so close like this to us. We think of David, Lord, that time going forth into the battle, and he wanted a confirmation to know that you have gone ahead of him, Father. He heard a song of the Spirit in the mulberry tree. Oh God, his feet became anointed. And Father, we feel you going ahead of us already. Lord, it gives us great expectation of our hearts. It makes us take and venture our lives quickly. Lord God, we can see where our needs are. And Lord, you hold that need and wavering faith before you. that you would meet it today according to your riches and glory. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, O God, that you would meet every need that would be in the midst of your people today. I remember in your word, you said, ask that your joys may be full. Your prophet said, Lord, we should not be like that little fish, trying to drink sparingly, thinking we might exhaust the abundance of your supply. But, O God, as sons and daughters of God, Father, only know we are not asking amiss, but only are asking according to divine will. O God, we can have the petitions that we desire of you. This is our confidence that we are asking according to your already expressed desire. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you grant it unto your children today, Father. And Lord, your brother was speaking, talking about a little girl, Father. Lord, with a shortened leg, that deformity in a walk. Oh God, something like a church. These past years couldn't walk into the full promises of God. Couldn't walk up them 7 steps of perfection as she should. Oh God, couldn't put her feet upon the neck of them kings. Couldn't walk before you and be perfect. Couldn't walk in love. But oh God, the presence of God that is here today. The great capstone of love himself. The great physician that is here amongst us. I pray, oh God, that presence would overshadow the church of the living God. Overshadow the bride of Jesus Christ today, Father. Let there come such a divine healing. The real divine healing. The healing of the soul. The healing of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit speaks until it all be made whole. There would be a people, oh God, could rise up and walk today, Father. The lame feet can be healed and set aside again in the path. Christ, Lord. Father, we look unto you today with great expectation of our hearts. That presence, that which is read, will be made manifest. For that is the desire of our hearts. If we can express it in words, the prophet have already spoken it. It has been read back to us. And Lord, we can identify ourselves with it and say, oh, be it unto us, O Lord, according to thy word. Grant it, Father. I pray, O God, you get honor and glory in this service today. Not only in this service, but throughout the day, Father. In our speaking, in our walking, in our praising. Oh, God, whatever we do in talk and word and indeed. Hallelujah. Father, we surrender ourselves unto divine purpose. Oh, God, consecrate us now. Get on and glory to the Father. Show for yourself alive by infallible proof. Let, oh, God, there be signs, wonders, and miracles done in this meeting today, Father. Let great things happen on it. You are a God of paradoxes. Hallelujah. And we are expecting it, Lord, because you promised it will happen. And we have come believing today to receive. Hallelujah! That our lives might bring forth praise and honor and glory unto you. Grant it, O God. Bless the world in a special way today. May, O God, a vision become plain. May the faith of the people become anointed and inspired. O God, may the faith must become strong. Hallelujah! We thank you and we praise you. Father, we ask these things, believing we have received it, knowing you have never failed us yet. And, O God, may you lead us in our records now, what we should say and do. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask these things, we commit ourselves into divine care. Amen. And amen. And amen. Praise his wonderful name. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Ezekiel 36. Revelation 10. I feel good this morning, don't you? Amen. He's growing better and better all the time. I believe the last two services, God has been gracious to us. And many of the brothers and sisters have been testifying what God has been doing for them. He feels encouraged to know when the word is being spoken. When we believe it, when we take it, we mix it with faith. Truly, it profits us much. Amen. Really, also want to express our appreciation for being here in the fine accommodation, being made, all the great sacrifices. Sometimes we take things like this, that God would be able to display to his people and in his people what he has done for them and where he has brought them from, where they are in this present hour. Sometimes you wonder, in the church, if she's maturing, if she could accept her responsibility, if she could stand there and be faithful to the things that God have given her to attend unto. When we see a time like this come, that would need unity, that would need people to be in one mind and one spirit, that would need people, to really put their shoulder to the wheel, to fulfill that one objective that we have before us. And you see people come out and do it willingly and cheerfully, not wearing well-doing, and be consistent in doing it. Amen. It shows that there is a people that have been ripened by the word of God. Amen. And, we really appreciate all the labor of love on the behalf of the deacons and the trustees, the minister,
and the saints up here that have really made this great sacrifice and went out of the way to make all this fine accommodation. We trust by the grace of God that in the spiritual part that has been committed unto us in these services, that God will be able to fill your cup, press down and running over, give you your heart's desire, that you will know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen. And I want you to expect today, amen. I want you to expect, I want you to believe. I want you to draw from God today, amen. I want you to look away from flesh and look away to Jesus Christ, amen. I want you to get inside of you and say, God, I come here, amen. Lord, I will not let go until you bless me, amen. Be persevering. The devil tried to throw some obstacle in your way. Push it back, amen. Just Satan is a liar, amen. I come to expect a blessing from God. God promised it. I come making ready to receive it today. I know he will give it unto you. God cannot lie. It's impossible, amen, that God should lie. Hallelujah. Amen. We can recognize his presence already amongst us. We can see it on the face of his people. We can feel it here in our spirits, amen. Our soul, amen, that's anchored in the word of God, that knows his promise is true. He cannot fail. He has gathered us for such a time like this. Right now up in the heavens, there's a supernova, amen, recently discovered by the scientists, by the great astronomers in the natural realm. They say the star is increasing with such rapidity and brightness. Right now it's 100 million suns bright. It can become over 1 billion stars bright just now, amen. Hallelujah. And look at the grace of God just preaching the book of Esther. Hallelujah. In the church right there, showing that it means star. And God helps us to discover star between Nehemiah and Job in this hour of supernova. When Esther, Queen Esther, amen, is dressed in the royal apparel, which is the presence of the king, standing in the inner court on the third day. Hallelujah. Boy, she recognized her position. And the king is saying, Esther, ask what you will, even the half of the kingdom. Hallelujah. There's one in the heavens, there's one on the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe it. Amen. All these things is testifying. Amen. That there is a bride standing there. The world will be made flesh. A super sign. Amen. Whatever God is going to do on earth, he shows in the heavens first. And we are God's heavens today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise is wonderful in every time and place. The pastor, the sun, the congregation, the moon. Amen. The children, the stars. Amen. God create galaxies. The world can't come in that church and cause no eclipse. Amen. Can't bring no blackout in that church. Amen. But that pastor stand there, shine the light. You have a threefold mission, the Son of Man, Son of God, and Son of David. Because the sun, amen. Hallelujah. But that congregation, the moon, she's in position. Amen. She'll move in the position where she can reflect the sunlight to the world. And every one of them stars setting the course. No more spiritual delinquents. No more wandering stars. Amen. Everyone for a sign, for a season. Amen. A show for what God gives. Show for what God glory. Show for what God great super church. Amen. March in the victor's march. I want to preach a little message this morning. Thou must prophesy again unto the wind. Amen. And for a subject, I, the Lord, have spoken it and perform it. If man say it, you're going to have a hard time trying to bring it to pass. Amen. But if God say it, it's finished. Amen. His word cannot be turned into void. Amen. May every dry bone. Hallelujah. The brothers read about the love of God and they're going to drop down among the people. I'm looking for that breath to sweep in here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to have four winds. I want God to bring us into such a channel of inspiration that brother can take over our mouths, take over our minds, our spirit, our soul, and prophesy. Amen. And let them four winds come. Amen. Move upon this church. Let it become an exceedingly great army. Amen. I just feel good. Ezekiel 36. Read from verse 24, 28. For I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land, out of and into. Redemption has two parts. Amen. Out of and into. Today you can come out of sickness and come into health. Amen. You can come into a back, come out of a backslidden state and come into a restored state. Amen. Hallelujah. You can come out of unbelief and come into faith. Hallelujah. Let it be something real. Out of. You already come out of the organization. Amen. Come into a rapturing grace today. Amen. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you. I like that. Ephesians 5 tells about clean water. and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you. Heart that is turned back by the faith of the Father. A new spirit will I put within you. Notice the personal pronoun, I all the time. You have nothing to do. All you say, beat unto me according to the word of the Lord. All you have to do is lift your hand and surrender. Amen. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. You can't love when you want to love. God will give you love to love your greatest enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Give you love to love them that hate you. And I will give you another flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my ordinances and do them. That is not a commandment. That's a promise. Amen. It's not a commandment. You don't have to keep that and keep this and keep that. You will keep it. Because I'll put my spirit in you. It'll be I walking in you, living in you, speaking in you, hearing in you, walking with your hands, walking your feet, thinking with your mind, believing in your heart. And you shall dwell in the land of your that I gave to your fathers. I'll bring you back in the Ephesians at the end of the ages. I'll roll back the Jordan, the bridge between the ages and the seals, and bring you back in a day of redemption. And you shall be my people. Because you come out of all my people. You shall be my people, my genes. And I will be your God. Amen. I love that. Ezekiel 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out into the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. They might be, some of them bones might be just in a nice fashion, just be nice, religious clothes on Sunday morning, but they were dry. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said to me, Son of man, not son of God or son of David, son of man, can these bones live? Oh my. And I answered, Oh Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said to me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, All you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Don't prophesy what you want. Prophesy what I'm telling you to prophesy. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Because I live, you shall live also. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. 14. And you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Four stages was in the Son of Man prophecy. God, it was all gathered up into the Son of Man. Amen. Luther, Wesley, Pentecost was all gathered up into the Son of Man. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise like a thunder. And behold, a shaking, a religious disturbance. And the bones came together. Bone to its bone. Bone wasn't going anywhere. Bone was going to its bone. No foot bone could go to a neck bone place. It had to be set in order. Bone to its bone. But in denomination, they have foot bone as neck bone. That because a man can talk hard to make him a minister. What kind of different things is going on? Amen. But when God comes and the Son of Man comes, bone had to come to its bone. Amen. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Notice there's four things prophesied, but only three was fulfilled. Part became history and part became prophecy. Amen. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy unto the man, and say unto the wind. In other words, he's focusing him back in to the unfulfilled part of the Son of Man prophecy. Not necessarily have to preach back over all what the Son of Man preached, but focusing back into the unfulfilled part and recycle back the unfulfilled part. And said, Thus said the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these. What exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry and our hope is lost. We are cut off in every part. Therefore prophesied and said to them, Thus said the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves.
And I'm going to come up out of your graves, a resurrection, and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that the Lord bringeth the real realization. When I've opened your graves, all my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and perform it. Now watch, he spoke it through the Son of Man, but watch how he performed it. He didn't perform everything the same time the Son of Man spoke it. He came back wrong a second time and recycled back the unfulfilled part of what he spoke. So watch how he performed it. He spoke it, but in performing it, he didn't perform all at one time. Amen. Revelation 10. Maybe these things will be worn out in our Bibles. We read it so much. Amen. But may God make it fresh and real and new and inspiring today. There may be all the ministers here, all the preachers and all these things, but the word is eternal. Every time we hear it, it sounds different. Amen. Revelation 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as though it were the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. Now before we go any further, notice, Revelation 9, 13 to 21 was the sixth trumpet. Amen. And six trumpets sounded to gather Israel back in the homeland under the feast of trumpets. But this is happening between the gathering of Israel after World War II and before World War III. This is taking place. I want you to take good note of that. And he had his hand in the book open, verse 2, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. Cried a loud voice when a lion roared, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the Son of Man uttered, the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel whom I saw standing upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, and the earth and the things which are in it, and the sea and the things which are in it, that the air should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to song, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. Now that's the prophecy of the Son of Man. Son of Man being revealed between Son of God and Son of David. Revelation 10, the seventh seal. And the voice which I heard from heaven, the voice is speaking a second time now, spoke unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, who stand upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again among many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. May the Lord and his precious blessings deliver his word. May have your seat. May God give you a heart's desire today. Thou must prophesy again unto the wind. And for a subject, I, the Lord, have spoken it and have performed it. It's impossible for God to lie. His word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish the purpose unto which it was sent. Heaven and earth will pass away, he says, but not one jot or one tittle of my word shall in any wise fail. The prophet of God said, and I message the unfailing words of promise. Jesus put a seal upon the Bible when he declared that heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of my word shall in any wise fail. Yet if we could see him speak something, and especially something that is for our day, and something which has not yet been fulfilled, and which is not for another time, but is allotted for the time in which we are living in, then we can stand with an unmovable faith, knowing that God is guilty until he brings that word to pass. And that's why the believer could have faith in what God has spoken. That's why they could stand there regardless. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Unmovable faith. And you know, I've been preaching The last of the meetings and this of the meetings, I'll be trying to bring something to you out in the scriptures. And I trust that it'll be becoming clear and becoming real. And not just becoming clear and real in the sense that you see it and you know it in the Bible, but also becoming personalized. Amen. Until it channels your life. Amen. Into the place where your faith could remain anointed. Because God has given you an open channel of inspiration for your faith to operate through. Because you know now what is God's objective that He's working to accomplish in your life. And when you know that, then you can live with expectation. Then when circumstances come and the devil tries to bring mind battles and misrepresent those things to you, you can pull down the strongholds of reason, imagination, and stand the out prevailing power that the gates of hell cannot prevail against you, who is built up upon a revelation, knowing what part of the world you are. Your condemnation is gone, because blessed is the man to whom God will not impute sin. Amen. And when God show you that your the life in you is not the nature of your mother and father that is dead and gone, it is eternal life. It is a mystery that is inside of you that this written word is speaking of. Because this written word is only a record of eternal life. This is the book of life. It's not another book. These are two sections. A section of people who is part of the word for the age that God placed them to live in. He doesn't have a, he doesn't have God. He doesn't have an ear to hear the Spirit saying to the churches. They have the representation of predestination. They have the ability in them lanes inside there to hear the word of God when it's spoken for the age. Because Jesus said, my sheep will hear my voice. Amen. They might have drift around here and drift around the end of the world for a time and season. Under having amnesia, alienated in the mind. But they wasn't saved on a certain day. Always saved, didn't know they were saved. Always saved. Because they didn't make you a rainbow trout. The rainbow trout was in the water with the eel and the tadpole and the lobster and everything. But the gospel net was to catch that rainbow trout. That's why the prophet in the first and second pole was throwing back the little fishes. He didn't come to catch that. He was looking to catch that rainbow trout in the water. And the Holy Spirit said, it will take the third pole, the open of the water, to catch them. He didn't want church members. He didn't want bench warmers. He was looking for people, amen, that could rise up and take every word that God has spoken for this hour. Amen. So then the Holy Spirit in every age has been on top of the eagle, had to come to hunt out them eagles because there was an eagle from the egg. See? And he had amnesia in the barnyard because he didn't know exactly where he come from. He didn't grow up in the environment that would bring him conscious and awaken him to his real identity. But he's going to take a message in season to uncover to him the mystery of his life. Just like the great Jehovah Eagle came to the prophet Eagle, who Dr. David, that old mother hen, was trying to tell him that those things, you know, screeching and not being able to eat cockroaches in the manual pile is not for this day. Amen. But when the great Jehovah Eagle comes to the Bible, he said, and his word compare with the words of the Bible. He said, and Dr. Davis and their words didn't compare with the Bible, so he believed what the angel was saying. He said, and then he came to make me understand the mystery of my strange life. Why I tried the 7 days, and I tried the baptism, and I tried the Jehovah Witness, and I couldn't fit into none of them. Why he was an oddball, and then he saw he was an eagle, and born to be an eagle from the egg, and he couldn't be nothing different, and by the grace of God, God made him what he was. He said, I could face the whole world. I could walk through this entire barnyard of Laodicea and every gamecock, every big turkey, and whatever it is, amen. Hallelujah. He knew his position now. Hallelujah. And he could stand here because he had a revelation. And it's the same thing that the angel did to him, is the same thing he's doing to us. Because we have the same problem that he had. It's just that he was dealing with us in turn. He wasn't going to deal with us together with the prophet at that time, because it was a one-man scripture. And while he was going forward, God was dealing with him and training him and using his life to vindicate and show what age we are living in and what is the promises for this age, so that we can have a correct understanding of our promise and our age we are living in and have our faith set on the right objective and don't get confused by the thousands of denominational voices in this age that is to receive. that revelation, then, you know, we can see how we are coming into it step by step by step until we become that living word made manifest in order to be united with him and be the super church, the super race in the last days. So then he had to come back around. He said, the world will not see me. Maybe because they had a chance to see me to put in second Paul. That was healing and discernment. That was in the first part of the ministry so they could contact with the five senses. But when he went to the third Paul now, and he went to another age, he left the Pentecostal age, going to put him out, and he's now in the bride age, and he's unveiling himself by the word. Then they had no representation to see him and recognize his presence. They failed to know that that was greater, that was the greatest realm of the supernatural yet evoking. They failed to recognize that the signs and wonders couldn't save them, couldn't bring them out of Laodicea into the bride age. It was going to take the opening of the word to bring them from that age to this age. It's going to be open the word to show them what part of the word they are, that they were in the Lamb's book, chosen and predestined in the air. See? But then when he came by the word and began to do those things for us and awaken us, then we begin to see exactly that here, down to the Bible. Because when he was reading the Bible, it wasn't just like a stories and different things. He was in every age. He was in every promise of every age. He was in every age at his own seed, its own time, its own elect, its own promises. And he was seeing that on changing program of God, down in every age. How the word of God comes to the messenger in the earth, how he catches that by revelation, how he goes from the next. Not just Paul and all the 70 messengers, Moses, Elijah, all them. Because when he came, he says, Elijah had 7,000 under his season. Who was going to rapture? Amen. So it wasn't just that Moses came and under his message called a mixed multitude, but then had the two eagles inside of the air. See, who was going to cross over and catch that faith that Moses was really bringing? So he was finding these things in the Bible. And when he was finding these things in the Bible, he was in covenant to us because the way he was seeing the book, he said the last day messenger will teach the message different to the denominational teachers. Because they taught scripture the seminary way. But when God raises up a man, when God ordains a work for a man to do, when God predestined the man's life, he said the way the man walks, the way the man talks, the way God, the man dresses, the way the man, what the man likes, God put the man, all that is making up his net here for the people that God has sent him to. That is why he was against impersonation, because he says, you can't impersonate it. Anytime you try to impersonate it, you're working yourself out here because you're trying to go against the very nature and the way God designed you for the work God wants you for. And really a lack of faith. It sure is not a surrendered life that God can have preeminence. Maybe somebody feels like they have a deficiency here, but God made him that way for a purpose. Joshua had a sword, Moses had a rod, David had a sling, Samson had a hawk's goad. Amen. Gideon had a trumpet. Everybody had something different. Because so God is. And he is still the same unchanging God. Hallelujah. So here we see that how God is working and bringing those things. And then the prophet had to identify from the scripture who he was. And the people had to look at his life and look at his message and see the message and the messengers want. Otherwise, it'll be just more theology. Because a man and his message must be one. Because he is the message. The world is just making known the message that he is. Because he is the manifestation of what he's saying. That's why Jesus took the law and the son and the prophet and all these concerning himself. That's why the word himself took the word itself and identified himself in itself. Because that eternal life is the word predestinated to the word written for the hour. And there's a word written for every hour, and there's a word predestinated to match that word. And then the Holy Ghost, the job of the Holy Ghost, is to quicken the person to the part of the word they are. So they would manifest the part of the word for that age to show the leadership of eternal life. So we'll know exactly what stage the life is at. What is the life it's going to produce? That's why the prophet could look back at all the ages and see Luther coming up and knew that he couldn't produce what was to produce because it was out of the season. It wasn't the season yet. Just like in the horse and doggy age, they didn't get the revelation to make the motor car. So the material was there in the earth. Just like in the Methodist age, they had the motor car, but they couldn't discover the aeroplane, though the material was there. While they're discovering motor car material, all the aeroplane and rocket material right here. But they're only being allowed to discover so much for the age. Because the hot July sun in March will drop the grain. Now that Luther preached a great mess, we had no more spoken word and second cycle and prophesy again and great and essence and great and root. It never had those Luther message. So he was a great man. So when he was a great man, he never had those things in the message. All that material was laid back for a few spiritual scientists. Hallelujah! The God is going to put in the last age. So take that material and bring it up. Mix them chemicals together and produce the word for the age. Amen. So those material that we've been bringing forth here, like the burnt offering and Gideon and then with Esther, how she's coming forth after the rejection of Vashem before the squeeze and all these things, and Micah, seven seal vision, how Micah saw the trumpets, Micah saw the vials, Micah saw the thunders, all these things. How he saw helping create the earth, how he saw the supper of the great God, right in the days of Elijah, preaching the second war and the third war. And we prove those things by the Bible, because if those things are for the bride, then it must be uncovered by the bride. How could God put the types of Joshua in the Bible to bring back an Ephesians? How could God put Moses to call an Exodus? How could he put Eliezer in the evil time to bring out the Rebekah? And then when the prophet comes, who's supposed to be that mess to do these works, can't discover them in scriptures. How could he prove he's doing that work? The proof has to be that part of the scripture that speaks of the work is being opened up to him. Because remember, you're not going to achieve nothing out of what you're preaching. But what you're preaching is a vision. Is what you're looking for. And then what you're looking for has to be what God promised. And then when we gotta uncover this thing, we prove that nobody know age. Even though it's only one man's scripture, this thing was never fulfilled. Because every portion of it is after the one man's scripture. Revealing that there was something to be revealed from 1966 to 1997 in the Bible. Amen. And as we've been taken over to different places, then we took Abraham there with Jehovah Jireh, how one of his faith brought him to the spoken word in the third pole, and how last time with Joseph, final night with Joseph there, how he came from the word seed into the word image and went to the second chance, the second ride, and had jurisdiction over all Egypt and these things. And how he opened up all the mysteries about restoration, judgment, and the weak age and the form of the life, and the famine, the store of food, and all these different things. Which was the revelation of the bride and the tower. You see? So then, here this morning, we're going to take something here again in the Bible. And the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, have these things. Because here, it was laying there, it was spoken. You see, just like the Bible, the book was sealed with seven seals. But how was it sealed? It wasn't really tied up. The way it was spoken, it was sealed. And the way it's going to be open is the way it's going to be spoken to. All them prophets came, just a little, speaking, and the book is sealed. Then a prophet comes and tell a preacher a certain way, and the book is open. You understand what I'm saying? Then, the prophet, he says, no, there's many things you're not supposed to get. And we see why theologians in the message. They dig and they try to put a lot of things together. But what happened? After 20 years, we have more interpretation in the message than the original half of the Bible. Because why? He said, just like God said, it will not be revealed until the days of the voice of nature. Is that correct? Hallelujah! In the same way, God said, you're not supposed to get it. It will make a cycle and come back around. Hallelujah! So the probe to the denominational ages, trying to open up, but they couldn't open it up. And then, one of those stop here and start here, they blend. Like you can't tell when summer became autumn and autumn became winter. They blend one another. So the Pentecostal age blends to the bright age. You see, the reformer age and the eagle age. So we have a hangover, the prophet and the seventh seal, of all of the reformer spirit, which is the wisdom of man, cunning and shrewd. And the intellectual power to try to fit things together and make the promise happen out of the season. And make it come by a different revelation if it's ordained to come by. And then bring it to a different continuity to the scripture that the prophets are going to come by. So what they do, they end up with so much different things that here, when the time has come now, then we see the Holy Spirit. But regardless of what we preach, we must die right back to the path of the after the prophet. It must reveal what happened in 1966 down to this present time. It must not fail if it is the correct word. But the prophet is alive. He'd still be looking for the things he was preaching looking for. Because when the light came, the light shined the word and the eye saw it. He was the eyes. And the light can come into those eyes. Is that correct? And the light shines to reveal something. And when he saw the program of God. Because in a part of the world, the light never shine on. And then he began to preach that revelation because the great seek in the back part of God man was put in his heart. He says put in the heart of the bride because basically we have to get it too. But only him alone had that revelation at that time. But he was speaking it to come into our hearts. But he said we were doing it intellectually. We had in the mind. He said we have to learn the presence, let it down in the heart. Tend up and get sweet in the spirit. Amen. So we see how the probe, these past 21 years, probing, and they come with another interpretation. But then, when God made us try to unseal the things, the prophet sealed in the world. God promised to seal the things in the world. Amen. We were to see so much. He said, do your ABCs first. This algebra will come later on. Because, he said, I get mixed up with the Pentecostals trying to teach them algebra to Pentecostal babies. And remember, you all ain't being born big men over here in the bright age. You've been born babies, going to that child, coming to that man the same way. See? So then he said, I can't teach you these things down there yet. He said, so this part going to cycle back around while you live humble and right and obey the simple message to your ABCs. And don't try to put no interpretation on that, otherwise you go silly for me. Amen. It has to come from heaven. It has to be God talk. It has to be an invisible union between the head, soul, and the body. Amen. That the intelligence can come down, have preeminence, and speak back. What God said to the prophet. The spirit and the bride saying what God said to the prophet. Not another message. Reiterated back the same message. Hallelujah. Bringing to light the supernatural element. When it is now becoming history and the people is ordained to be fulfilling. Amen. And that's why many people couldn't move into faith. They get caught up in wisdom. You get caught up in emotion. You get caught up in a lot of different things. But faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes is the world, the Bible says. And that's the same thing that trapped Eve in the beginning. And this bride must prove she's not like Eve. So then she's going to have to stand and overcome the things to prove she's a virtuous woman. Holding that virtue sacred. Amen. It'll be a great testing time for the bride. For churches. And many churches end up with babies that is not Jesus' own. You see? Because why? They receive another seed. Because there was before the other one. Like the serpent. That seed could have mixed with Eve egg. Now the chimpanzee seed can mix. The Baptist seed can mix. That is the gorilla seed. The Methodist, the Pentecost, all them other seeds can mix. Them baboon seed. Amen. But the serpent was a link between the animal kingdom and the human race. And the false anointed one is the link between the nomination and the bride. You know what I'm saying? Very sure, they bring almost 99 and 900%. But God have a part of the word they can't bring. And that is the part that shows them up for what they are. And they hate that part, and every king will kill every Abel that preach that part. Because as a part, they take a shepherd to find. Hallelujah! Humble husband! Unqualified speakers, but hastening with the greatest message, Messiah is on the earth now! Hallelujah! Because the seven seals bring it back to us! And then them appropriate gifts will reveal the mystery why he's on the earth. What he's doing on the earth. Fixing things from 1966 to 1997 and showing the word what he is doing so that the soul can be tied to the tide post while we sail through these dark, treacherous waters in this age and the waves going everywhere. Amen. A bunch of wandering stars and they follow this sand, they wander here, and they follow this sand, they wander there. But the band is sitting in the north star. Hallelujah! The same yesterday, today, and forever, it does not move. Amen. She's tied to the rock of the revelation of the seventh seal. Amen. She's anchored here. She will not be moved. Amen. We're going through these treacherous waters. We're going through this Laodicea age. It's a great time. Amen. And Jesus is resting between revival. And many of us are, watch one of the weather change, everything go haywire. And we think that maybe we can handle it because man will trust in their own ability. and man wants exercise, get a little revelation they have. So everybody want a chance to display and do something, you see. But brother, it was time they should know that they have no ability of their own and call him on the scene. Because when he came down, he didn't come to be put in the back, he was just taking a rest between the revival. You see? So it had been a time for us. Just you could dare me and follow me. I know you're in the spirit, you're following me, amen. I kind of talk a little different, you see? So you see what is happening. We're in a world here. We're in a world of the scriptures, we're in a world of the message of the hour. We're in a world of scriptures from 1960 to 1997. We're in a world of scriptures here. See ourselves what part of the world we are. We're in a world realizing that the scriptures proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. We are the word made flesh today. Because the part that is to take the bride to the promise, God is opening that part. And when God speaks it, it unseals what the prophet said. Amen. It puts what he said together and make it plain for us. The entrance of the word bring light for us to walk in. Now watch. So look, we take this scripture here, Revelation 10. And Revelation 10, if you notice, is the seventh seal. We all know that. And the seventh seal is the redemption seal. It's the resurrection seal. Because there are six seals and the Easter seal. So the prophet is talk has changed ways. And he would say things, you know, in one who said the Easter seal. And you know, they said, like, what's that to the Easter seal, boy? But you see, the Easter seal is opening on this Sunday. When the mighty angel come down and roll his stone back to reveal the seal word, there was seal up behind the stone. See? So he now was taking a look in the Bible, because the seventh seal was to be a total secret. The rapture is going to be a revelation for the Father's spiritual genes. He's going to come like a thief in the night and steal them away. Like we took the other night, come like a thief. To steal, to kill and destroy. And like Romeo steals Juliet, he kills Jezebel to death and destroys them who destroy the earth. Amen. Because that's how the thief comes. He told us what the thief is going to do. The first coming was not a thief. But the second coming said, I'll come like a thief. If the good man know what hour to watch his house, he says, what time it is? Could it be my brethren? Is this the sign of the answers? Is this the sign of the time? Then the thief would appear. He would come in morphe, disguise. Look like an ordinary man, but the thief himself. Hallelujah. See, was being revealed. It was happening right there, but they knew the eyes to be anointed. They were looking for nails, cars, and blood in their hands, and sensations in the platform performances. But it wasn't time for platform performances. They had to see in the fulfillment of the word. They had to have the talking to examine him, even by the scripture. Otherwise, you'll pass right through the midst and they won't even know him. His presence will be unrecognized. Amen. Now what? So here then, when we look and we see how that seventh seal is coming, right there, Revelation 10, was the revealing of the Son of Man. Because down through the ages, Revelation chapter 2 and 3, was the church ages, our Son of God. But Revelation 10 is not Son of God, it's Son of Man. Because that by the third chapter, the Laodicean age, he's on the outside of the church. Because he's put out. And when he's put out as Son of God, he became Son of Man. Then Son of Man is in the conjunction. 1/2 hour is fixed inside of the air. He's on the earth. The Son of Man has been revealed. You see, the prophecy of the Son of Man. And then we see that John having a revelation, seeing it in the vision, when he was as a scribe writing that book, he fixes the coming between the sixth and seventh trumpets. Between Hitler and Eichmann and Moses and Elijah. He fixes that coming, that revealing of the Son of Man. Because the feast of the trumpets gathered Israel back in the homeland. That was the garden of Israel. Then it's time for the Son of Man to be revealed now, because the feast of trumpets follows the feast of Pentecost. The feast of Pentecost is the church age where he was Son of God. Is that correct? So then notice something, just trying to lay out to get to the picture where you want to track the message. So we see then that when that Son of Man is revealed, right there at that time, then we took Ezekiel 37 here, and we see Ezekiel 37 is when Israel is gathered back in the homeland too. When Son of Man is being revealed in prophecy. Is that correct? Now, after Ezekiel 37 is Ezekiel 38 and 39. And Ezekiel 38 and 39 is Armageddon. World War III, the invasion of Israel. Message going forth in four stages to bring forth full redemption. To bring forth full restoration. To rebuild the house of God again. To bring a resurrection. To bring the dynamic into the body. Before Armageddon and the millennium. In the Son of Man prophecy.
Amen. And you know, God is speaking that before I'm again in the ministry of Solomon, but Solomon, when they are brought back to dwell in the land of their fathers, now when is Solomon being revealed? You're not going to come back and see the only lady? When it comes to the original apostle, he said, so Paul, Venus, and Martin, and Columba was in the land of the fathers, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Then, Joseph went away to die, like Columba. Then Luther was against Pentecost, was Moses, the law organization, that the church was turning back to full restoration. Is that correct? Then Moses could take an in. Then Joshua had to take an in at the end of the age. Because from Paul, from Abraham to Moses, were the seven churches. Then the Ephesians, which they were beating the Ephesians, and Kadesh Barnea, which was Laodicea, the Pentecostal age, was the Jordan. And the Jordan had to open for them to enter in, into redemption. Because Egypt, Moses, Luther was in Pentecost, is outside of Canaan. Canaan land is the land of the fathers. Luther was in Pentecost in the wilderness, come out of Egypt. But Joshua is back in Canaan. It's back in the original apostolic faith. It's back in the redemption. After the Jordan is still open, there is a breach between the age of the sea. There is an opening of the Jordan to enter into the new age, to enter back in the full redemption. Where are going to be placed positionally by a Joshua Commission? And Brother Brown has the Joshua Commission because he's coming at the end of the apostolic age to take the church back into the original apostolic faith. Amen. So Israel here, Ezekiel 36, is coming back in the land of the fathers. And the land of the fathers, when they come back here, the Son of Man has been revealed. We go in the seals now. We're back in redemption now. We're back in Ephesians at the end of the ages. Amen. So isn't that hour when Son of Man has been revealed? When is a promise of full redemption just before Armageddon and the millennium. So Armageddon is Ezekiel 39, the invasion of Israel, and the millennium is Ezekiel 40. And this prophecy of Solomon before Armageddon and the millennium is not in the corporate body as the first prophecy of Solomon. This prophecy of Solomon just before Armageddon and the millennium is in bright form. It's in the mystical body, not the corporate body. When Solomon comes in here, he walks in the corporate body. They have nail scars in today. But this body is a mystical body. It's bright body. Now we watch this prophecy of Solomon. I, the Lord, have spoken that I have performed it. Amen. Now what? So then here we see then in Ezekiel 37 and 37, God is showing a type in the book of Ezekiel, because natural Israel is a type of spiritual Israel. And Revelation 10 is the prophecy of the Son of Man before Armageddon. Revelation 10 is the prophecy of Solomon when Israel is being brought back from all nations. Just like when the bride is being brought up from all denominations. Amen. And Revelation 10 is a message of the title he's coming back to bring what? Full redemption. It is the seventh seal, which is what? A resurrection. And what does Revelation 10 to do? It's a headstone. It's to bring the dynamic back into the body. Because the evening message, the opening seven seals, loose the Holy Ghost back into the church. So in Ezekiel 37, Israel was brought up from the graves, which was the nations of the world, after World War II. When did it become a nation? When did the picture begin to put on its border? When did the 6-point star David begin to fly over Palestine? After World War II. Whoa, whoa. Is that correct? Then there was the feast of the trumpets to gather the scattered people, rush them from all nations back to Palestine. Just like God rushed the bride from all denominations back to the only provided place. Back to the original apostolic faith. So, and Armageddon is World War III. Ezekiel 39. So, here is a prophecy of Solomon between World War II and World War III, where he's going to go for the four phases. And it's going to be a promise of full redemption when God has come down in that age, in that valley of dry bones. The Bible says, and when the bread came in and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. A mystery of how the dry bones became an exceedingly great army. Before the Solomon prophecy, it was dry bones. At the end of the message, when the second part was recycled back, it was a mighty marching army. marching onward, Christian soldiers. Amen. But I'm going straight up into glory. Proud of displaying the blood of Jesus Christ in the chest. He said, the message of the hour. Marching in step. Exceedingly great arms. So what? So this mystery of full redemption of and the full restoration of Israel with the type of the bride, she's going through her mystery right now of full redemption, full restoration, is taking place between World War II and World War III. Because that's where it plays right here. Because it came out of the grave after World War II. The nations where the Jews were scattered when they rejected Messiah that Elijah introduced. They were scattered into the nations of the earth. But God had appointed time to bring them back. Amen? And the feast of the Passover didn't recognize the atonement. So then, they went to the long feast of Pentecost while Jesus didn't call, and then the feast of trumpets was to gather them back to the land. Waiting to recognize the atonement, Joseph to make himself known to his brothers. See? Now what? When we see that happening, we know in the last generation. And the time is around in 1937 years. Amen. Then what? Then we have seen a prophecy of Son of Man spiritually taking place among spiritual Israel. Because remember, this same message of Son of Man, the seventh trumpet to the Jew, is the seventh seal to the bride. There's three prophets between seven trumpets. One to the Gentiles before the rapture, two to the Jews after the rapture. The Gentile message gets the little group of the true seed, the prophet's message gets the 144,000. And the 144,000 is a type of the little group of the true seed. Just like those two prophets, this one is a type of them too. So this one had the anointing of Elijah and Moses. This one called on the Pentecostal tradition to recognize the true atonement. That one going to call on the Jewish tradition to recognize the true atonement. The type. Oh my! Hallelujah! I know the word is clear. Amen. I can feel him saying it. Now what? So then, when we look and we see then, that here he is laying these things out for us and showing us now that while we're in the spiritual ministry of the Son of Man, we know it's not completed yet. Because the Son of Man ministry was tripled. Healing, discernment, and then preaching the law. But the preaching the law is only one part. There's an opening the word and a preaching the law. Because Jesus, in Luke 4, went on with healing. He took the scripture, said, this day the Spirit is fulfilled. The Spirit of the Lord upon me to bind the broken heart, to the captive, preach the blind, heal the sick, and do different things, right? Make the lame walk. He said, go and tell John the lame, walk, the blind, the deaf, here. Healing ministry. Then he began to prophesy, rebuking the organization. Discernment. His name is Nathaniel. His name is Peter. Woman, that Peter saved thee. Zack, you're throwing away a tree. Discernment. Rebuking the organization. Why did the pocket full of dead men bones, you Baptist Methodist, run for your life, see? Then, he comes to the opening of the word, St. Mark 21. The spoken word, rather. Speak to the fig tree, St. Mark 21. The spoken word. After discernment, he went into the spoken word, 1959, speaking to this mountain. New ministry, all right? Then, St. Mark 24, the seven seals open, because St. Mark 24 is where Jesus preached the seven seals. We know that, is that correct? All right, you're believers, you know that. That's the opening of the word. Then, the preaching to the Lord, St. Matthew 27, when he was pierced on the cross, and he got a loud voice, or the voice of the archangel, he went and preached to the Lord in hell, 1 Peter 3:20, and raised his sleeping saints. And the prophet said, he opened the word, is the third pole, the spoken word is the third pole, and the preaching to the Lord is the third pole. And he had the opening of the word, and he had the spoken word, totally vindicated. But he says, the bride will preach to the Lord when the speech comes. I must go back in evangelism until that time. Because Noah preached to the Lord after the doors were closed. Is that correct? So from 1965 till this time, we still in enter evangelism. Wait until that door swings shut and the speech comes, then we preach to the Lord. We have the rejection of the message already. What shall I do with Jesus Christ? He says rejected. But the next thing is the public crucifixion. When we're going to close the song on these things. Then when that time comes, watch the third pole then. Amen. We'll go to the Lord, we'll start the rapture faith to the ground of the church. So that was the ministry of Son of Man. It started with healing, it ended with the resurrection. He brought up all the sleeping saints. But the voice of the archangel rose the sleeping saints that he called Lazarus. So here we see the healing, that will have to come back. We see the discernment, that will have to come back. We see the spoken word, that is promised to come back here. We see the opening of the word, that is totally revealed. And there's a promise of the preaching to the Lord. That part is waiting to be fulfilled, and the resurrection. So the prophet left two-thirds on the third pole, and he leave one part of his horse to preach to the Lord and raise the sleeping saints to finish the ministry of the Son of Man. So from 1966 to 1987, that part of the ministry, the bride, has become the Word. Because the third pole is the ministry of the Son of Man. It's the Word himself. And she can only really pick up that ministry when she becomes the Word. Because we come into the third pole. We call by the third pole. The first pole didn't catch me. The second pole didn't catch me. It didn't catch you either. The third pole caught the rainbow trout. They called the names in the book. Amen. So then we know then that that part of the Son of Man ministry, Son of Man prophecy, remain a prophecy. Part of the Son of Man ministry became history. But part remain prophecy. Hallelujah! Before Armageddon in the millennium, after the Jews back in the homeland, when redemption has been revealed, what an hour we are in. When we see these things happening, it proves the scripture we are preaching here is already in the process of fulfillment. Do you realize that? What a faith can have in this Ezekiel 37 this morning. Because God almost completely fulfilled the whole part of it. We're right here, where there's to be a second fall prophecy to bring the breath in the body that to become a mighty marching army. And if God already fulfilled that first part, he will not abandon his program. He will break the line of his word. He will change the line of his spirit. If 20 years have passed, God will forget what he was doing. He does not change his mind about his word. Hallelujah. Like Naomi tell Ruth, that man will not rest until he redeems you completely this day. Hallelujah. He will not rest until he completely redeems you this day. So, brother, we have been drawing and pulling on that word. We have been saying, Lord, I believe it. My part coming now. The prophet's part has been fulfilled. Lord, I'm anointing my part. Amen. Take away from me what is hindering me. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God has spoken it about a restoration and a redemption of Israel in the last days. There must be a type of the bride. We're going to get in a little while. And how full redemption is really in the resurrection. Because we are waiting on the redemption of the body. And that comes in the resurrection of the last trump. We shall all be changed. That is your full redemption there. Amen. So now the redemption and the resurrection has already started. Because the seventh seal is Jesus' seal. The judge has come in the white way. The ancient of days. He has taken the book. The book is open. And there are names in the book. And he stood there and began to call them names around the world. And the dead has been raised in every nation who was in sin and trespasses. And the dead have received the first change. And they're changing from glory unto glory until they've been formed back in the very image of the Word. And when they become that image, what the Word itself begins to reveal all seven mysteries of herself in the Word itself. What the bride begins to prove, greater than Sarah, greater than Esther, greater than Ruth is here. Amen. Greater than Rahab is here, greater token than Rahab token. Call up a greater Joshua commission than that other one. Amen. In a greater Ephesians at the end of the age. Great and Rebecca. There is to be it. And that bride, when she comes, before back in that word image, then she knows the last trumpet at hand. Because what? Israel is in the homeland, the generation about to go out, the seventh trumpet, the feast of the atonement, the revelation of man, Joseph making himself known to his brothers, whatever you want to call it, it's the same thing, taking place right there for them to receive the Holy Spirit. Because Israel has come out of the graves, the nations of the world. They are gathered back. No longer is a bunch of people in Palestine, but they set in order. They have their own money, own navy, own army, own flag. Economic strength, military strength. But they're still like the nation of the earth. But there was something that made Israel different than every other nation. Jehovah God. Amen. He can't meet them under the old covenant. He's going to meet them in the new covenant. They're going to take them two prophets to open up the age and set the mystery of the sixth seal and song it forth as revealing the Son of Man to the elected seed and pull them out of the Jewish tradition to recognize the true atonement. And when they identify with the sacrifice, go beyond the camp of Jewish tradition, they'll recognize the true atonement and the life come back on them. Because that's the only way the power of the Holy Ghost will come back. You have to identify with the sacrifice. In the redemption. Amen. Yes. Jesus, 30 years in the land, but didn't get a commission to go public yet. It always happened. Nobody knew there was there. There was appointed time when the ministry must become public. When they take the scripture and begin to identify themselves to the people, that hour has arrived. But only the blind strike. The Gentiles, we know, is the dawning of the day for the Jews. Amen. So look where we are now. So we're right here, seeing then that how God gathered his people together back there, and all they're waiting for is the bread. But without the presence of God, the king in the camp, Israel has to turn their back and run from the enemy. Amen. Right now, they still need America protection. They get very, perturbed over America, giving the Syrian guns and telling planes to Iran. And they kind of feel the army, the enemies, and they feel the security being threatened. Because why? They're still in the humanistic realm of it. See? Because they mean to see really Jehovah of the Old Testament. Have little paradoxes up here in the battles to see angels, different things, defeat the enemy. Because God bring back slow like the reformers and everything. Before the real prophet come and bring the whole thing. So them rabbis there catch a little inspiration, go back now, get on the plane, 2 minutes to midnight. All the things happening, little things happening. But none of the scripture really promise to identify a nation born in a day. See? So, but look at the church now. Why are they going through that now? Here's a bride. She's going through her also. Because we have our six seals. Oh yeah, that was a baffle me. People used to say, the first 4 seals is the bride, 7 seals is the Jews, and 7 seals is the bride. I said, one God, their God should be generalized also, but they all 7 seals will be 7 seals. And I realized what God do, God put the 5th and 6th seal in the Jewish form. In the Bible. Which don't mean that we don't have a 5th seal. Because when he went on the 5th seal, he said, John saw his light on my people. He said, John, I'm going to talk. I remember when God wasn't dead. They had a conscience. He said, when I met mine, they hugged me, they called my wife, they put me in the church, everything. They were right there. He said, mine was not on that matter all. Tell you, it's not on that altar. Amen. So that was all 15, but God put the 15 in the Bible in the Jewish form. You see, then the 16, when they come, in the 16th great disturbance of the elements, and the time when judgment is going to come, and the plague is going to start to report on these things, we have our 16. Because he says, what did the second last place before he went to Egypt? Because that is? He said, then what happened? Death. Right? Place. Point the land. When God is bringing them out of the Egyptian hands. And we see that the prophet preaching the selections and the token and these things. And the earth going between the sun and the moon. And the sun is black out when the Pentecostals reject the Bible. Is that correct? And the moon is physically light and went into the darkness too. And he says, the stars begin to fall from heaven. Baptist stars, Methodist stars, Pentecost stars, they didn't keep their first estate. He just became fallen stars, fallen angels. Because it's happening spiritually. Because Elijah, he can like Elijah. When Elijah comes to Israel, Rome and Israel will be in a covenant. And America was a type of Israel. And Rome and America was in a covenant. For political reasons. But there were 7,000 who didn't bow down to the knees. I'm going to the rapture. So here Elijah rebuking that Jezebel. And like Moses, he come call the Exodus, pillar of fire, marriage and divorce and the mountain and all the things, 2 signs in their hand. Amen. See, just in Revelation of Jesus Christ, Revelation of Jesus Christ is the first message. A sister brought a prophecy that Baron speaks of. It said the spirit of Elijah, Moses, and Christ is in this tabernacle. And the 7th seal is the 7th trumpet. To the Jew. And the 7th coming to the Jew is the 7th seal to the bride. And if we have the 7th seal there, here was Elijah, Moses, and the Son of Man. He also had the ministry of Son of Man, revealing Christ, the headstone to the bride. Amen. And during that time, when Moses and Elijah is calling out Israel, 140,000 elect from that covenant there, that Israel is in with Rome, and calling them out, he said, at that time when the elements are going to be disturbed, and the sun naturally refused to give its light, and the moon naturally, you see, go to darkness, and the stars, all the meteorites, begin to fall on these things. At that time shall Micah stand and deliver the name song written in the book. Is that correct? But that was happening here too. Revelation tell a mighty angel come in the book, and you are delivering those names in the book. When the moon is black out and the sun is free to shine, when the stars were falling, you were delivering them. When Moses and Elijah, the two anointed, was here, revealing Jesus Christ, he preached us going beyond the camp. Then he tell us, he preached us into the camp, he said, don't confuse this one with that one. He said, our 60 open just like this. Is that correct? So here, there was a rush from all nations. We are rushed from all denominations. They come out of a graveyard of the nations. We came out of what? A resurrection out of dark denominationalism. Amen. A resurrection out of dark denominations. We came out of the graves also. So that whole situation happened right here. No wonder he said the seven brings him back to. It's happening. But for years, we keep looking at the Jews over there in 16, it didn't happen right here. And the plague went death striking right here through the gross darkness, groping around. Because why? They reject the message. And the children of Israel have light in the dwellings. And from the light, it became the life of the Lamb on display. Is that correct? All right. So then, look and see. Then, during that time, what's going to happen to the Jews? And all that time, they're going to come from Mount Sinai to Mount Zion. You know what the Bible says? Because there was a Mount Sinai under the law. Revelation 14 says, and 144,000 of the Lamb on Mount Zion, and his name was written in the forehead. That's the revelation. They didn't know that name before. They didn't know Jehovah of the old, Jesus of the new. The builders rejected that cornerstone. Peter said, with wicked hands, to crucify the Prince of Life. Is that correct? That Lamb that Elijah introduced, seven horns and seven eyes. It had a name in that Lamb, which is Jesus. That Lamb with seven horns and seven eyes was the cornerstone the builders reject. And Peter said, there's no other name that it could be saved in. Amen. That name the angel brought down from heaven. The angel spoke it to the bride. Nobody knew it. The angel message that revealed to the bride, she was fulfilling the prophecy. In that message had the mystery of the name. Amen. So during that time, they come from Mount Sinai, the law, to Mount Zion. And Paul says what? He says, Hagar is Mount Sinai. Galatians 4. And Mount Sinai says, Hagar is the Jews who crucify him, denominations, who have more children, born, the believer children, the bondwoman. But he said, we are from Mount Zion, heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. Then what happens? Didn't we come from Mount Zion, from the denomination, to the message, to New Jerusalem, back to the original faith? Then there's a woman, Revelation 12, she stepped from the moon to be clothed with the sun, and her car 12 stars on her head. And when the moon is black out, you know what happened? The bride came over into the Sunday, because the church age was black out, was finished, was done with. We are called out of the church age into the Sunday, where she is to become him. And a crown of 12 stars on the head, the original apostolic doctrine is coming back. Amen. So all those things have been happening here all the time. Amen. Taking place. Judgment. The cloud turns to the supreme judge. The sixth seal. Amen. The resurrection setting. The ancient of days with the book raising dead around the world. No wonder a lot of people are going to get left back in the rapture. No wonder when the spirit is going to fall, because there wasn't yet supposed to be a rapture. Because the way they have these things in their mind. They don't know the scriptures. They have their own little concept, which never get deep into the word enough for the word to wash away those deeply stained denominational things. Amen. For to come with the mind of Christ and walk in his presence and live in his power. Amen. So notice, so during that time, all that is going to happen for them over there under the natural system is happening to us here spiritually already. We see it. Amen. Look, we come from Mount Sinai, we cross from the moon into the sun, we have to come up with 12 stars on our head, we have a name written on our forehead, we come up blasting this name, to find that name of the seven thunders. The only place where he places his name is there, gathering the believers now. Amen. We see darkness in the land, cross darkness still, that plague is still going on. We see a Pentecostal coming around day and night. But the blinds from the door can't touch the door. Amen. We see all these things be revealed right here. Amen. And here the people with light in the dwellings, with the life of the Lamb on display. They're eating their bread and haste, the stuff in their hand, the lunch good enough. They're feet sad. They're playing church because their mind has been awakened to divine revelation. Amen. They understand, they see him in the fulfillment of his prophesied promise. They know the time is at hand. They are following hard after him. As David said, my soul, follow it hard after the amen. Lord, I see the word of God being fulfilled with rapidity. All these things come to pass. We need the seventh seal. All of them have run out. Amen. All of them have run out. We need the seventh seal. Amen. Here the children of the breath, the dynamic. See what? That will bring a purple ministry. That's how we know it's here. That makes it dynamic. When that comes in, if you say amen, it will start the rapture faith to go to the church. The dynamic angels, former Latin winds, born together in the same season. The son of the Lord of Gideon, amen. Hallelujah. They are thrown off in the bring down from heaven, amen. Glory be to God. My. Sunday pastor, I'll be doing good. Maybe if I'm going to do too fast, just pop your hand in the air. I know you're praising God. I know you're going too fast. Slow down. Amen. So what? See, I want to see this no pain. I want to strike that prophesy second time. It happened, you know. Yeah, showing you all these scriptures, how far in advance it's already been fulfilled. When we read this last thing that is supposed to happen, we are living in the midst of these scriptures. It's all wrong us. We are part of the fulfilling of it right now with another part that coming into our lives. Amen. But if God's mind could drop in and we can recognize our place here and the Holy Spirit is speaking, amen. But it's going to happen so as ever, amen. There's not enough devils in hell to stop it. Because God does not change his mind about his word. His unfailing word is a promise. Amen. So notice this. The Lord have spoken it and have performed it. Amen. I, the Lord, have spoken and have performed it. There shall be a performance of those he told you from the Lord. And like Abraham, we must be fully persuaded that God is able to perform what he has spoken. His word will not return to him void. Amen. When God says anything, he will bring the past. Is that correct? Paul in Hebrews 6 says, impossible for God to lie. He's not slackness in his promises, 1 Peter. Amen. Matthew 24 says, heaven will pass, but not one shall want my word to fail. Isaiah 55 says, it will not return to him void, it will accomplish the purpose unto your sent. Do you think God till the Son of Man speak? And if that was a type of this ministry, then every promise, Brother Ram tell us there, the dynamic shall be different in the Holy Ghost. He said the Pentecostals thought they had the latter rain, but that was not the restoration. How could it be if the evening messenger didn't come to sow the former rain first? To have seed for that to fall on? Then when the rain falls on the seed, then you see a crop? Amen. Then whatever type of seed you plant, what kind of crop you going to get? Amen. And that's how many reaping a lot of crops, but it was not the planting of the seed, the true seed. See, a lot of men thought injecting this, but what's here? So, he spoke it, he'll perform it. So the thing is now, look how he performed it. In every age, he spoke something and he performed it. And only the elect, who was part of the fulfillment, recognized the performance of those things. Oh, we're getting deeper now, we're getting personal now. Amen. Mary, amen, she heard the word. Amen. It was a prophecy in the Bible for that age. She was the word predestined to the word written for the hour. Isaiah prophecy was in a written form in the Bible. Amen. Then the angel of the Lord came. Angel Gabriel came down there and took out that word for the hour and applied that prophecy to her life. It removed her amnesia. It brought her conscious that she could know as she was known. Amen. She began to get awakened now to know that she, brother, was born for a purpose. It had a prophecy laying there that she must fulfill. Just like you, amen. Just like you. That's only your type. If I don't come back here, remember, when I speak the type, I mean back there. I'll really come back here to let you know it's not there talking about, but you should know that. All right. So look, so then when he came and he began to speak to her, and she was awakened. Now, everybody else knew a prophecy. Everybody who had believed Isaiah was a prophet. Everybody who preached that, they know it must come to pass. And when the performance was taking place, what was happening? The performance was taking place. She was the only one at the time could tell from the conception to the birth. So when she was speaking about Messiah, she wasn't quoting a prophecy. She was speaking a revelation of how an interpretation of what was said was coming to pass. She was personalizing a prophecy. Amen. A prophecy she was following in continuity in her own life. a prophecy that you saw develop from one state to the other, as we took about Abraham the other night. From I'll make you a great nation until Jehovah Jireh. One prophet like Joseph, his word vision until he was placed positionally. So Mary was following that one prophecy like you. You'll be the voice of the archangel until you come the word to the word image. Until you become the very resurrection and the life itself. Amen. See, you stand here because why? Resurrection is the same thing, go down, come back up. See, so notice. So she saw the performance. And when she started to testify the performance, brother, what happened? It caused a disturbance. It couldn't be understood by those who were not part of the fulfillment. Amen. Look at Joel. He says, God has poured his spirit in all flesh. In the last days, young men will see visions, old men will dream dreams. And then we find, for that to be fulfilled, Elijah had to come. Elijah had to introduce the lamb because the life was locked up in the lamb. Then the lamb had to go and die on the cross to release that. So it was trying to look for the spirit that followed the sky and not come to the channel, following the line of the word, they wouldn't know what it was going to take to bring the spirit. And though Jesus' entire ministry from John 3 to John 20 was the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he must be born again until he breathed upon them. It's in John 4, the innermost being, when you drink the water from the well, you will not thirst again. Okay, the innermost being will fill with a little bit of water. Then, St. John 7, he that believeth me on the spirit said, okay, the innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. He was speaking about the Holy Ghost. That was his message. But all those believed the message and was walking the road to me, what happened? They knew all events, but they never knew the promise was made available. They never had the key to unlock the way to the promise. So he had to come now and reveal the mystery behind the history of his life. He took the same events that they read and heard and talked about and put it back in the prophets and say, wasn't the Messiah supposed to do that? Didn't the Spirit say that? Didn't the Spirit say that? And reveal what happened from Bethlehem to Calvary. From Bethlehem to Calvary was 33 years. And that 33 years healed about the mystery of the Old Testament. Is that correct? Some of you took off already, you know. Amen. You open your heart, don't try to follow your mind. Because many of these things are strong for many of you. But believe it still. God's going to bring it back in season. You come service and you can't follow in the field. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to say, see, you ain't no bride. You can't understand that. Don't let the other problem you. Say, Lord, you'll bring it back. Amen. I come to receive it today. I'm going to check out everything today. I come to receive it. Amen. Let me get rid of that big dark cloud. I want to move inside of here. Amen. You see, I come to transmit it. You just receive it. You just say, load me up. Pack it tight, Lord. When I go home, I listen to the tape. I slow it down. It's going to come out. I stop in the Bible. I check this. I can think my thoughts clearly then. But right now, just like, let's put all of it in me. Amen. Let me be full of shrapnel. When the green air explodes, amen. Hallelujah. So he went up in the upper room. He opened the way to them and showed them. Look what happened when I came here, I was born. This is coming out to his life. First pull, second pull, third pull. Way down the cross. Way bruised his seven head. Opened the way back to his real life with Isaac and the monks and all these things. Then they saw it. Now they can go and receive the spirit. Not before. So he had to come back around to unlock the mystery of the age he had to live out. They had known the event of it, but they didn't see how he was achieving and making available the promise that they was waiting on. So then they understood how Joel 2, 28 and 29 was really going to come to pass. But the Jews was looking for Joel 28 and they didn't see Elijah. They didn't see Jesus. Call the church a bunch of drunk men. Amen. Because, by the way, he's performing what he has spoken is where he misses. And I, the Lord, have spoken these things. The prophets are, there are four prophecies. And when I'm going to perform it, in that hour, after Israel is gathered, in that hour of full redemption, between World War II and World War III, before Armageddon and the millennium, in that hour, the way I'm going to perform it, it's going to confuse other people. Because I'll speak everything, and you'll be able to add not one word to the prophecies. But I wouldn't fulfill everything right away. I will let it lay there because part will be for
be manifested right there and then, and part will be for another season. And then, when I'm ready to speak of heaven again, I will speak and say, pick up the unfulfilled part now. It's time to recycle it back because the season has come now. Then there'll be people hearing that voice of heaven. Hallelujah! When the shepherds are going to find that Messiah in that manger, when that angel is going to come, they will get a visitation. Because remember, the whole ministry of the Son of Man wasn't fulfilling the prophets. Part was left to continue in the bride. Because the Son of Man ministry begins with the healing and end of the resurrection. The voice of the archangel part will bring the resurrection is yet to be fulfilled. Amen. So then there's your people. Sorry, who's going to catch that inspiration and see exactly where it's up? See what was fulfilled. See the unfulfilled part. And see that God only have one thing to do is fulfill that part that not been fulfilled. He's not going to alter the message. There's going to be a new message. He's not going to change the wrong message. He's not going to focus the people into the unfulfilled part. Amen. So notice. Watch. Under the inspiration now, when the time comes, God took Ezekiel, said, all right, time come now. A new heart, a new spirit, I'm going to bring my people out. I'm going to wash away all the uncleanness, take away all the denominational idols. Amen. Some thought that there was no Catholic, they had no idols. They come in the message, they send a man, tell them, that TV is an idol. Amen. That little image of education is an idol. Amen. That big bank account is an idol. Amen. That Molokai is an idol. Amen. From a time we're going to overemphasize on it more than on the music sheet. If that Molokai is for more than transportation, something wrong. Amen! But God is going to get rid of all of my idols. That's what he says here. He says, I'll take you from among the nations, I'll gather you to all countries, to make all the Baptist countries, get Abraham, get to the right country, all right kindred. Gather will bring you to your own land. But that was your land. You were no Methodist doctor. You were obeying a past hour. But you were really a teacher this age. You had a land. Amen! If I take a third expert just to call you out. Amen! Put a fire truck down there. Amen. Bring you to your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. Wash you by the washing the water in 7 seas. And make it clean. Bring it to the thinking man's spirit and give a holy man taste. Bring it to the water of the separation. But when the minister is going to pour that water, so it was hard in many churches. Some people are answering back service, some this and that, but what? You are like clean up from all the filthiness, all the abominations, all the idols. Let me put a real heart inside of you. Heart of flesh. Amen. A heart that could be turned back, a heart that could respond to the word, a heart that could say, I believe, a heart that could believe, and a mouth that could confess. Amen. New spirit I put within you. Pick up the whole Holy Spirit, you got by your first foot. Amen. See, well, I saw, well, I different. Hold on, break up, amen. You know, different. I have a mold here for you, amen. When I done with you will be different, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Yes, sir. You tell, and it's different I'm making, you'll be. The wrong kind of devil, no false individuality, is really selfishness. I want to be selfish, you know. And self-centered and self-opinionated. I am an individual. Don't talk about that kind of individual. Individual like hand and foot. Hand is not foot. And foot is not eye. And eye is not mouth. But we all in harmony in one body. No schism. Amen. That's called individual. That next kind of individual, you go in contrary to the program. You can't be subject here. You're going to force me this year. Because some self don't want to die and to preserve some image. Amen. Brother God had to break down all that. I tell you. Now what? So all these promises of redemption was to come by the Son of Man prophecy. The seventh trumpet of Israel, they're going to get it. And the seventh seal, the seventh trumpet of Israel, the Son of Man be revealed to the bride. We are receiving these prophecies. If you ain't get a new heart from this message, something wrong. If you ain't get a new spirit from this message, something wrong. If you ain't get cleansed from all your filthiness and abominations, you just believe the message. You sympathize with it? Amen! If you can't keep God's ordinances and do them, then you still live in the over the human spirit, human energy to the flesh. Because when I put my spirit in you, I will cause you to do it. Amen!
beat you with a stick or a nose. Not so it! But I run ahead full speed to do what God has done. Hallelujah. It's burning within you. You're full of enthusiasm to see God's word come to pass. Oh, so full halfway, make believe lukewarm, backslidden denominational kind of Christianity. No, sir! Amen. You're back in the King's highway. Amen. Glory to God, you're not praising and lift your hand up in the air. Hallelujah. God is up full of zeal, give every man a reason to hope inside of you. I live in the epistle that of all men. You are dwelling in the land of your fathers. Amen. Hallelujah. Dwelling in the land of your fathers. See, but the Bible says, let everything have breath to what? Amen. How are you going to know those who have the breath? Hallelujah. Glory be to God, we're praising God. The breath come back in the fourth message. Amen. Brother, you want them people, when the names revealed in the Lamb book of life, when that Christian talk in the mind of the prophet, that quickened the life to the age. Amen. When it couldn't change them and translate them across the chasm between the Laodicean age and the bright age. Amen. They come back in the Ephesians. And Joshua, the Holy Spirit, begin to reveal the position. Amen. God, you over here. Dan, you here. Ephraim, you here. Manasseh, you over here. Judah, you over here. Amen. Brother, you want your people in order then. Amen. They see the name in the book like John, and we're praising God. Because why? That part in the first resurrection. Amen. The blood was shed for them. Amen. The Lamb's book, the blood was shed for those in that book alone. And the life of the blood, the breath, the dynamic, the Holy Ghost has come to claim them. Amen. You didn't come seeking eternal life, you know. You came seeking redemption. Hallelujah. You didn't come seeking salvation. You were always saved. The blood was shed for you and the Holy Ghost. The mother could come hunting you out, looking for you wherever you were, to find you. Let my people go. Amen. Hallelujah. He was looking for you. Glory be to God. Amen. It was he himself dropping down saying, I am going down and wake Lazarus up. Hallelujah. But he was walking down there under the inspiration of a vision, knowing he had come for a resurrection. And sort of rotten and dead and sinking in sin and trespasses. It couldn't hold him. Amen. Bunged up in all kind of grave clothes. They couldn't stay bung. He was going to raise them up and then loose them. Let them go. Hallelujah. They are here for a testimony. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Nothing can hold them back. He has come for his own. Come to take his people back. Amen. Not going to leave one hope behind. Glory, 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 glory. Amen! Hallelujah! But it is Sunday, this is the day of the quickening power. The breath is here! Amen! Them four winds is here! Let them move inside of you! Hallelujah! Amen! The blood was shed for you. You know that? Joy of sin be scarlet. The Holy Ghost singing for you this morning. I will cleanse you. You read a scripture. I will wash you. I will make you white as snow. Because the chief engineer, the one who knows what it takes to put the church in rapture condition, hallelujah, dressed in the power of his resurrection, is here amongst us. Faith and charity is in Hope Road. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But it is the hour. Praise his wonderful name. Oh, mighty God is here. This is the day of visitation. Amen. May we recognize it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Know what, something? Listen. That book. You have to make a good time. That book there. That the blood was shed for those names in that book. Revelation 10, the Son of Man prophecy. Is a book being opened. Is that correct? There are names in that book. And you have come down to deliver them out of the graveyard. Oh, glory be to God. A great archangel with a loud voice. Hallelujah! Seven thunders. No, the book of life is going to be opened at the second resurrection. Revelation 20. So what book was opened? in Revelation 10. Before the first resurrection. Oh, man. The book of two sections. And only those in Christ, because the first resurrection is the dead that are in Christ, not all the dead. The dead that are in Christ. Those who are part of the word in the age. They in that last book. Seven mysteries, amen. Seven messages, call them. Hallelujah. They get up in that book. And you come down there in that graveyard. He's going to call them out with a loud voice. Going to go talk to the ends of the earth. In this great age, 969 graveyards. Glory be to God. Some bones in the Baptist graveyard. Some bones in the Methodist graveyard. Some bones in a Pentecostal graveyard. Hallelujah. But one of them bones will come to its bone. Under that mess of the Son of Man, bone is going to come to its bone. Hallelujah. The hour is here for the breath. The prophet said there must be a necessity of eternal dynamic power. There will be a revival of the church and a power coming to the church. That's the breath and the third pole. That shall do great things for us. That mighty marching army, amen. They'll march up on the Christian soldiers. Amen to the glory of the church. The dynamic of the church will be a refilled of the Holy Ghost. He said, if you have a hot church, bride, but it's going to come a real bride. There must come one that's not only got the mechanics, but got the dynamics to it that will make that church live and move in the power of the resurrection. Are you part of that church? Are you part of that church? Are you part of that church? Amen! Hallelujah! Glory be to God. Now what? And those seven sons came, if God, when God was calling Israel out of the nations of the earth, he wasn't calling all the Russians, he was calling the Jews in Russia. He wasn't calling all them Britons, he was calling the Jews in Britain. Glory! Hallelujah! He wasn't calling all them Iranians down there, he was calling the Jews in Iran. Hallelujah! God, if you come down, Brother Bam says, and say, come forth, he's going to be dead with a rail. And Brother, if you come forth and says, come forth to this age, every Baptist will be in this message, every Methodist will be in this message. But he says, Lazarus! On the fourth day, Lazarus, you come forth. He was calling the names in the book. Amen. That first resurrection is only for those in that name. And the seventh thunder is connected to the Lamb's book. And the Lamb's book is connected to the first resurrection. And the first resurrection, the angel of the days come with the book in his hand to judge the quick and the dead. And them that love is appearing. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the second resurrection, Daniel 7, the angel of the days come back with the other section of the book. Hallelujah. Amen. So each section is connected to a resurrection. And there's two comings of the supreme judge. Hallelujah! Because there's two resurrections. Amen. But if you're in the Lamb section, if you start the Revelation 11, if you start the Son of Man prophecy, if you are living out the Son of Man, amen. And Son of Man left in 1965, or in 1987, and part of his message unfolded down to this present time, it was to be interpreted in a many-membered body. Amen. A little group of the two seed. And the voice was going to speak from heaven a second time to pick up the unfulfilled part. I wonder if you go to Micaiah 7th vision. I wonder if you go to Esther. I wonder if you go to Jehovah Jireh. I wonder if you go to the burnt offering. Hallelujah! Glory be to God. Amen. Is that going to finish up the Son of Man prophecy? Is that the part that he spoke that is not yet fulfilled and must be interpreted in this hour because it was left back for the season? Amen. So what? He came down to this age. Great Laodicea graveyard. Oh, it's dead everywhere. A religious holocaust. All them death camps, the Blink and Auschwitz and Baptist and Methodist, amen. Where there's lots of God people, amen. With the Christian dogmas. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. God, we know the breath is here. Hallelujah. So then he came down here. He began to move around. Holy Spirit came around. So the entire valley, the valley of Laodicea. Amen. Come on, 969 graves. And by the way, see them bones. Amen. Some of you in the Open Bible Cemetery. Some of you in the Methodist Cemetery. Some of you in the Baptist Cemetery. Some of you in some nightclub cemetery. Amen. Hallelujah. Out in the world somewhere. Dead dry bones all over the wayside. Wherever you are, slaughtered and destroyed. Amen. Hallelujah. But brother, here he was. And we were going through and God was thinking, The age is about finished. I've come up to the last generation. Before the third war must get the bride back to our original condition, amen. Before Ezekiel 1739, before the millennium come, I'm be coming back to the queen of heaven. Not trying to get ready, coming back to the queen of heaven. So I've got to move now. He says, son of man, Malachi 4, Revelation 10, 7, can these dry bones live? Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, when he saw me by the corner, selling the drugs, with an old cap back, reach out, and brother Sammy, with an old plastic suit, and brother Gerald down in the open Bible somewhere, and brother Drop in prison somewhere, and brother Art out in a music band in the world somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory. Son of man, can these dry bones live? No wonder. The prophet said, oh God, I don't know. Don't know it. You are omniscient. It's a hard question. I don't have the answer. Oh, my, thank you, Jesus. Don't know us, Lord. Don't know if what's going to happen. He says, son of man, you get ready to prophesy. You have the first and second pole. The time not to prophesy. Prophesying time. I'm going to give you a mouth. Amen. I'm going to give you a voice. Amen. You're going to speak something and watch the word. Amen. Catch fire. But it's pretty easy to be a prophesy. Had four stages. Sinew, flesh, skin, and breath. As you prophesy, the Bible says a noise and a shaking. Amen. Now what's something? A noise, a great noise like a thunder, a blast. When the mighty angel spoke, you got to count a loud voice first. You know, one thunder, seven things open up. One blast that shook the earth. Seven angels appeared to bring seven seals. Glory be to God, amen. A noise and a shaking. You know what happened? It's been called a gathering together. God and all them undertakers in them cemeteries down there, all the graveyard spirits with a turn back call on the black, long gone, amen. Hallelujah. They try to stop them bones from going out. Somebody's stealing the bones. Amen. But God of bones, there's a power growing them bones. Hallelujah. They didn't know where they was going. They were coming from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. They were coming here. But the Holy Ghost was moving like a magnet. Amen. It was putting them left, right, and center. Bones was coming to bones. It was a time of shaking. A lot of dust on them bones had to be shaken off. A lot of shaking in them cemeteries. Amen. Tombstones falling apart. Little monument man built. Amen. Garnishing their own tombs down there. They're going to crack up and fall apart. Hallelujah. Amen. The first fall, the seventh seal. Amen. Now what? The great noise and a shaking. Under the prophecy of the Son of Man, the first fall of the prophecy. Because you can't hear the message. He said, this is not my word, it's God's word. Don't you have to. It's complete. All seven are revealed. Amen. In the song of the angel, the complete mystery of God be finished. Oh, every prophecy, every promise, every condition that we on the earth, he identified every promise already in the process of fulfillment. It started in his life first as a way of for the age. Amen. And under the first fall of that prophecy, Revelation 10 to Solomon, that resurrection seal, a great noise and a shaking. But it caused a gathering together. Amen. The first prophecy was to divide the dry bones in the valley. Notice that. The second prophecy was not the dry bones. The second prophecy was to a formed body that had bone and flesh and sinew. All the systems, everything was set in place. Deacons and trustees and song leaders and the laity and the usher. It was all set in place. Music and everything. First prophecy was to the dry bones and the prophets went out there in Laodicea. Had no body form yet, but the joint is kept it all over. She was going to find a place under the sounding of the Son of Man prophecy. Amen. Hallelujah. But when he delivered that prophecy, what's something? All the bones come together. Then the next thing, the promise of the breath, it remains. And the prophet stood there watching. I'm seeing the people coming. I'm seeing they begin to respond to the message. But he said, the green stem. Amen. still in child form, baby form. Amen. But is a super church going to be? Because like he was in the third pole. But Satan have no place in him. Tempted at all points. How to overcome the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. What you the king talked to him authority. He had everything. But while he's preaching that message, he was watching the bones coming together. Amen. Some of this church, one church had some bones in one denomination. Then some back bones was another denomination. Some chest bones was another denomination. But it's all coming together. But under the inspiration of the message, bone began to come to its bones. But for a season, we saw many bones in the wrong place. Amen. When the pressure comes, the bones could stand. No flesh and sin you could come upon the bones. Something is wrong. But then after a season, while that message keeps saturating, while that message keeps moving forth, what begins to happen? Bone begins to come to its bones. And you see the toe bone begin to get connected to the ankle bone. And the ankle bone begins to get connected to the knee bone. Amen. And the knee bone begins to get connected to the thigh bone. And the thigh bone begins to get connected to the back bone. What was happening? God was bringing back his house. He was bringing back a living tabernacle for the living God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12, Paul had a vision. He said, we are all members of what? One body. Ephesians 4, 6, he says that every, and the body fitly joined. 4, 16, yes. Fitly joined, compact together, by which every joint supplies. Is that a bone in the right place? It will supply the nourishment of the body. Hallelujah! God, are not dead people in the wrong places? No, sir. But they're getting there, the Holy Spirit can't move. Something wrong. Is a dead socket somewhere? It needs to be moving. Put back in the right place. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is what, oh God, his pride is over. Thank God the voice is speaking again. Amen. Because why? We must be in order. In the land of the fathers in Ephesians, spiritually was in order, and then as a nation, but it was set in order. Look at Israel. But they came back. People can do what they want. Everybody, they had their own navy. All the men who were in the sea, Zebulun, by the sickle, somebody said, Asher, the people put in oil. All the oil wells are. Amen. Do that like a lion of wealth. Reuben and them, they're punking the enemy. See, every one of them, they're probably going to show you where they are in the land. Amen. All who is for administration, but the Holy Ghost moved them to place. They don't have the banners today, but they're in place. Hallelujah! But like he moved many of us in place. Amen. Move many of us out of our own places into his place. Amen. Why? Sometimes we have a little personality this, a little personality that, and we get trouble. We get a force, we go together, we go together. But God wanted to fulfill a promise of dynamics to bring us to a church. So he wasn't watching my feelings and your feelings. He was getting pounded and pounded. Hallelujah! Amen. Forming a body. Colossians 2 says, and the body knitted together, but I'm ministering nourishment. Nourishment being ministered to the body. Look, Paul in Ephesians, Colossians, Corinthians, preaching about that body, because he saw that a promise is that Christ is the head of the church of the body. What is this? You had a vision of that body to be rebuilt in the last days. It's going to come back. There wasn't going to be a church out to put it on wrinkles. Now we take the natural body. In the natural body, there are systems. There are the urinary system. That is the digestive system. That is the nervous system. That is the circulatory system. Respiratory system. Muscular system. Excretory system. All that system in the body. And they're all not disjointed and separate from one another. They're all closely interrelated. Amen. Then the headship is right here. Well, the mind, the intelligence, have everything under its control. Amen. And notice. Because you have a body and a brother, you have to have some helper T-cells on investigative and search and destroy missions. You have to find that virus, root them out, amen. Kill it, amen. Get out of the body quickly. Like Annas and Zephira, there was virus in the body. And when the virus are moving the body, Peter stood up there with an eagle eye, spot that virus. Go and get out of the body quickly. Joshua gave his virus out. Paul had to lose a couple of virus too, amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because your natural body is functional to keep you healthy. To accomplish the purposes and the objectives and the goals that you have to accomplish. Amen. And if your bodies can spine against you and going against you and hindering you from accomplishing your purpose, then brother, you're in a bad shape. If a man is in his own home, you know, when a problem like that, his wife is against him, his children against him, but nothing can be accomplished. It's disorder, it's chaos. You see? So then notice something. So when God began to build the body, so it's bones. But that's only the framework. And the body, that bunch of bones can't go and do nothing. They're going to use them and stand up and show the shape of the human body. It's just skeleton or something. But God didn't want that. God didn't help you call in your ministry and say, oh, come on, you know, no, sir. That against them, sins and flesh. And that's what they're going to put in the system. And Israel begin to, system begin to come in. The first of the people gather together back in Palestine. Next thing that the system begin to come in. That the military strength, the economic strength. You mean that the government, have the navy, have the agricultural projects, to feed the people. The whole will get set in order. Then they have to get a skin. Now, it has red man, white man, black man, yellow man. But all man will be red. But a man's skin is like identification. So he's a black man, he's a white man. Because hair and nails are only derivatives of the skin. Is that correct? Some of you know that. I don't believe I read. Amen. So what's something? So here it is. When we come out a denomination, we come up first, bunch of people, having service on their shop, having to the corner. God, we couldn't say like that. No, we'll get trained, we'll get set in order. That's in the book of Acts. Maybe they preached in the city one or two times, but that was the church. So then God had to come now and get the system deep, keeping the church in order. A bunch of people, their bones come together, and they begin to set in the gifts in the places. They find the strong leaders. Find those who are nice, who are friendly and warm. Make a place to be welcome. Get them for usher. Get those who are friendly and holy. You should have a pure conscience. Husband and one wife and these things to be a good deacon in the house of God. Amen. What God is doing? Getting the system deep. Put in sinew and flesh. See, get the ministry there. Set in order. Not serving tables, but give yourself a Sunday word of prayer. Amen. So what was happening? He was setting his body in order. But then, the body, when the skin come on, brother, everybody begins to know the body. And we down the scene in the street. We dress, we walk, we talk. We don't have a mic. Then all you got high. You identify. You have your identification. But what's something? But you see, under the inspiration of Solomon prophecy, when the body belonged to the grave, there was no real true manifestation of power. And for years, you're looking for that. Oh, we see little healings, little things, we see dead ways, different things, but not that we're talking about. You want to see the spoken word to show the full redeem. The third pole will identify you in amateur form. Now you will know you have the character that the power can come to. That you know you're matured, you're tried and tested and proven to be a son of overcomer. You're back where you fell from. That. So it was like Samson. See, because Samson, brother, he was there, and you got broke in the head long after the eyes were gone. But there was no restoration of power. He saw the possibility of power. All the new crop was there, but no power. But then he saw the possibility that there is going to come a power upon me. Then I'm going to move and do what I should do. Like when the eyes were here before him. And the same way when Israel rejected the word, I was kept all nations, the bride rejected the word of Nicaea. They dropped the word of Christian dogmas. And then it was kept to all denominations. Then God had rushed all Israel back from all nations back to Palestine. He has rushed the bride back. And under the ministry of the Son of Man, when he called them both together, he began to put them together. And don't you go around the world, you find churches, bones come together, set in order, deacons, trustees, song leader, minister, musician, set in order. Bone and flesh and skin, sinew, everything. Raise the breath. Where's that token life? The little fish is just like the back of life. The sick be healed by a word, the blind will see. But I have given out to you. Where's that? That was spoken in the promise. Son of man, can these become a super church? Can these show what my affliction is in my death? Can these, son of man, write in the book of Acts? Oh, Lord, thou knowest. But, and noise and a shaking, and the boat begin to come together. But what? Part of the message, the part of the dynamic, the part that's going to make it a super church. It didn't happen under the first prophecy of the Son of Man. When the Son of Man prophesied, he never saw the super church the first time the prophecy went forth. It only brought dry bones in the valley. But the second prophecy was not going to be a bunch of dry bones. When the voice speaks from heaven next time, the body will be formed. Continues in place. Everything set in order to bring the Spirit, like it was in the upper room. That is, get everything in order first before the Holy Ghost will come. Amen! Is that God's word? Then the second prophecy, so I'm telling you, there was to be a recycling back of the unfulfilled part of the Son of Man prophecy in another season. And it was under the recycling back of the unfulfilled part of the Son of Man prophecy, it was going to bring the breath in the body. She was going to become a super church, not under the first pole of the prophecy, but under the second pole. And the voice is, Son of Man, thou must prophesy again. Amen. You have to prophesy another time. Not another message, another time. Hallelujah. What to prophesy, Lord? Don't study, no. I will show you the part that was not fulfilled. Pick up that part and recycle it back. God is watching over his word. When the Son of Man prophesied, God is watching over the word. And God saw in that part that didn't come, that wasn't fulfilled. And when God began to give inspiration the second time, he was revealing the part that was not fulfilled. Amen. And the voice spoke from heaven again. Son of Man, thou must prophesy. When did the dynamic come? Under the recycling back of the unfulfilled part. There must be a people in this hour. Brother, who is actually seen? Yeah, we see the bones come together. It had to happen just as it was. The sin and the flesh come together. It had to happen just as it was. Look at Israel as a nation. All they're waiting for is with the power of the Spirit of grace and supplication. The power of the same Holy Spirit upon them. And then you watch them. They will study who have tank and bomb and radar. Yeah, study that. Who have nuclear missiles over the planet. They are caught here to see. Like when Egypt was coming after them and he dropped down the middle. And he tell his prophet that he used to speak, they will see them no more. Like when Elijah stood there and Jezebel armies was coming. He said, if I be a man of God, I'll call a wife out that army. Then you watch a God fight for Israel. Amen. Then you watch a God come on the scene. And brother, that will be natural Armageddon. But now when all denominations gather against the bride, and all nations gather against Israel, and Michael is going to come and fight for them there. So what is going to come here, you know, in a spiritual Armageddon? Amen! And brother, the hour is here. He is revealing to us. I wanted to see another nice message. But I want to see where the Holy Spirit is showing us and tying us into an atmosphere and tying us into a place. We can't move left nor right. And look up, oh God, and say, Father, let the fire fall. I don't have time to go in, but quickly, look at Adam in the Garden of Eden. Adam was a spirit man. Amen. He was a spirit man. The body was still in the elements of the earth. Where's Paul's body today, this morning? In the earth? Where's Uranus' body? Where's Martin's body, Columbus' body? Where's Brother Brown's body? In the earth. But the voice of the archangel will call the elements and bring back that body. And the voice of the archangel thundered in Eden. When God spoke, that's how you know how God formed a mud man. God spoke, and the elements don't begin to come to his bone. Sin and flesh begin to come together, and then God breathed upon him. Amen. The breath of the living God. And the prophet Adam went forth as an amateur God. And display dominion. He went forward and said, Mark 11:23. He was a God from shore to shore and from sea to sea. He had dominion over the earth and ministered the third pole with his spoken word. He could take three from here and go over there. He was God on the earth. Look at that, the evening of the sixth day. Is that correct? After the resurrection, he had, St. John 20. And before the body was truly identified with him in signs and wonders and life, Jesus came and opened the signs of the scriptures. And when he opened the signs of the scriptures, the hour had come for the breath. The dynamics were poured out. And he breathed upon them. Receive you the Holy Ghost. Amen. But them bones, some are going back fishing. Some bones are going to go over here. And they begin to move and get them back together. And get them there in order in the upper room. All the senior and flesh. And then he breathed upon them. In a symbol form first. And then he really did breathe upon them. Look at Ezekiel 37. The Son of Man being revealed. But in a twofold. First part, he prophesied everything. But don't fulfill everything. Part become history, part become prophecy. Then he comes back around to pick up the unfulfilled part. He cycles it back to bring the breath in the body. There was a way to bring the breath in the body. There was a revealed way! So I take the voice of heaven. Look at that revelation, they burn off to bring the spirit down. Look at this, to bring the spirit down. Isn't that the word? Isn't that the type for the hour? Amen. Don't worry about the voice, you're going to see it. You just pray. Then Malachi for prophesied the first time. See, in these last days, as God will build back the same body, that Alpha will come near. It's the same Israel being rebuilt back. It's the same bride being rebuilt back. The first bride and the last bride is the same bride. Now it's time for the breath to come back. And brother, she wouldn't be just a body set in order with trees and flesh. She lives. Super. Nova, super life, super sign, super anointing, super sense. But she's put on her feet, all things under her feet, and she was an exceedingly great army, marching onward Christian soldiers as he saw in the vision coming from around the world. The hour is here, the evening message of the Holy Ghost. 1 o'clock. I don't have to read it, I don't have to voice to read it. But I want to read two places. Revelation 3, page 75, 76. Christ, Mission of God, page 85, 96. He's talking about the breath, Ezekiel. And when I was preaching, Christ, Mission of God, revealed, he had come down to the head and body being united together as one. And the bride being one in life and signs and spirit. And he said, oh, how I wish I had time. So go back in Ezekiel and pull out them dry bones and show you. After the temple is open, before the temple is open, resurrection bride tree, he's speaking about the four stages of the world and the four stages of the body being restored back. And then he comes down on page 75 and says, prophesy, son of man, can't be told this. He said, I wish we had time. We got a road down here, but I got to miss it. Christ! You want to go to Ezekiel 37. So let the student Solomon prophesy. There's going to be a recycling back. Thomas prophesy again unto the wind. You prophesy about the wind first, but prophesy again unto the wind. Not for sin and flesh and skin. Amen. But to the wind. Prophesy for the dynamics. To them four winds. Come here, four winds. And come into this body. Don't just take it general this morning. Take it for you here, Princess Tom. You here who set an order. You here who had a dedication. You here who know your place. But knowing there's a promise of a super church, a super race. This is the hour. Make this message. Anoint this promise to your heart. The last part is fulfilled. Then what we are hearing has to be the voice from heaven. Speaking. But the unfulfilled part. To bring the breath into the body. Let's have all hands of praise him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have you been given a desire to be drawn closer to Him? To be made one with Him? To be like Him? Formed into His image? To allow His breath and none other to breathe upon us? We might be made alive, quickened. Do you hear that voice speaking from heaven? Calling from an old rugged tree, draw closer to me. Leave this world far behind. There are new heights to climb and a new place. Thank you, Lord. There's a voice calling me from an old rocky tree, and it whispers, draw closer to me. Leave this world far behind. I'll trade sunshine for rain. That's not an easy prayer to pray with sincerity, but He always hears. We need to pray to bring down His power. That's what. to be more like you. Yes, Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do. I'll trade sunshine for rain, comfort for pain. Yes, that's what I'll be willing to do. And whatever my will to break, that's what I'll be willing to break. Take my houses, take my land, change my dreams and my plans. For I'm placing my whole life in your hands. And if you call me someday to a land far away, your will obey. He wants to have preeminences, and whatever between the revelation of Jesus Christ and a restored Eden, God is on the earth wanting to have preeminences. We already have the revelation. The millennium is now being ushered in. This is where he wants to have preeminence. Take all that we have, all that we are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord, we feel a force greater than ours, Lord, compelling us to come higher. There's something, Lord, compelling our minds, our wills into subjection. Lord, we are yielding ourselves, yielding our minds, yielding our will, yielding our bodies. Take full control of us, Lord. You have expressed your mind. Now let our bodies, Lord, perform your deeds. We now have in our hearts, Lord, the and let these many-membered bodies, this many-membered body of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that's on the earth today, Lord, may the breath of God breathe upon it. Let the voice from heaven speak again. And may these bodies, Lord, carry out the third foot of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let there be a second rise. Grant it, Lord. Thank you, Father. Do you love him? Let us sing, I love him because he first loved me. Not our love that was in question. It's his
did.
Can't imagine what used to happen. And maybe we'll never be able to tell this side. Perhaps we'll only see changed lives, changed attitudes, wandering stars put in orbit, walk change, visions corrected, attitudes altered. We might say the very same thing. For those who might hear the tape, and I purpose in my heart to send these tapes on to my elder brother in Toronto. And to anybody else who is not here and who would only hear the tape, they'll never imagine what we experienced and what we felt while the word was going forth. You know, sometimes it's difficult to speak the truth on some things, because people get trouble when you say certain things about individuals. People think that, well, it's flesh and you're glorying in flesh and things like that. But honestly, I believe since the prophet preached his last message and went off the scene, in my heart, I don't feel that we have ever truly heard the word preached. And the vision of the word made so plain. As with this gift. Now we're not saying that that's the only gift. But it's been such a blessing. That the only thing we could say, like Brother Ram said, Don't say thanks to me. Say thanks to him. We're not saying thanks to any man. Because God promised it. If he had to get a donkey to get it to us, he'll do it. Many times the channel poses a problem. Because, you know, people, I mean, everybody would like their father to be a strong man. Everybody perhaps would like their father to be the prime minister, but everybody can't be a prime minister. Everybody can't be a farmer. Everybody can't be a teacher. And so in the body, all the gifts aren't the same. And I think if we give honor to whom honor is due with sincerity, I feel God will honor the trueness of our hearts when we are unbiased and unprejudiced. If another brother had come from America and the color of his skin was different and we didn't grow up with him and we didn't see him around for a while, that we would want to do the world and give the world and express the world about him. Why shouldn't we do the same for our own when God raises them up right among us to do the same thing? Amen. This has been a tremendous blessing to all of us. Now, I am not a typist that takes everything and types. My people know that. You know when Melvin said faith, hope, and charity? A thought just came to my mind. I wouldn't speak it. You know, I wouldn't speak it. And I wouldn't say if you're spiritual, you'll catch it. Because even if you don't catch it, I know that you're still spiritual. If you would say yes to the word that was preached, and you'd say amen, and believe it in your heart, and strive to open up your life to the word that God might manifest the word, that's what being spiritual is. You don't have to catch, you don't have to go out there and see a rainbow caribou. As long as you're catching the vision of the word God is presenting, then you're entering the same realm the prophet entered, like being a prophet. You're seeing vision, but word vision. Amen. For those of you who would be going home for lunch, we want you to try as best as you could to remain in the atmosphere, be kind to each other, be friendly. Love each other. Do all you could to make each other happy. Because when we come back, we want the Spirit of God to have the same liberty this morning. And then as the wind was winding out there and his voice was going, let's remember to pray for him. That God would restore his voice. That, well, the voice had to speak twice. This was only the first climax. The second climax was after the evening shadows. All right. The same voice. So we don't want to have to ask Brother Brent or Brother Renwick or anybody else to come back and speak this evening. We want the same voice. Amen. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. I want to ask Brother Renwick to come and ask the Lord's blessing on us as we leave today.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, it was good to be here, Lord Jesus. Even as the word was spoken, Lord God, how our hearts burn within us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, when we thought after the prophet gone that we wouldn't see another book of Acts, Lord Jesus. Here, Lord God, we are experiencing, Lord God, a manifestation of the word, Father, spoken, Lord God, through human channel, Lord Jesus. And we see the resurrected Christ once more in our midst, Father. Lord God, we see ourselves in a vision too, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that what you've given us this morning, Father, was not just a sermon, Lord God, but was to awaken us, Lord Jesus, that we too, Lord God, could become, Lord Jesus, manifested sons, Father, manifested daughters, Lord God, lights, Lord, true lights of this age, Lord God. We are those bones, Lord Jesus. We are those bones, Father, that you prophesied unto, Lord God. Lord God, we want to become that mighty marching army, Father. There's a vision that our prophet saw, Lord God. He saw us marching to onward Christian soldiers, Lord, leaving this earth, Father. There's a vision for us to fulfill, Father. And we are in that vision, Lord God. Oh, may these words that were spoken this morning, may the words that were spoken over the last 2 days, Lord Jesus, may the words that were spoken by your ministers, Lord God, as we congregate, Lord, night and day, Lord Jesus, may these things burn our hearts and transform us, Lord God, till we come in that very image, Lord God, till we too, Lord, could thunder forth our testimony in our life, Lord Jesus, that you could be identified with by saying, these are my beloved sons and daughters in whom I'm well pleased. Father, we come back this afternoon for the second climax. As a brother said, Lord, may you keep us in the spirit, Lord God. May you keep our hearts and our minds, our souls in you, Father. Your prophet said, when we talk about you, you always come, Lord Jesus. May we, as we leave, wherever we may go, Lord, may we talk about you, Lord God, that the same spirit that is in this building may be with us out there, Father. May each one come back this afternoon with their own licks of fire, Lord God, ready, Lord Jesus, to be submissive, Lord God, unto the word that will come forth. Our precious brother, Lord, his voice going, Lord Jesus. But greater is he that is with us, and he's of the world, Lord God. Lord God, our faith reach out to you even now, Lord Jesus. And pray, Lord God, that you strengthen that voice, Lord God. Lord, we saw it happen in the past, Lord God. This is not the first time, Lord Jesus. We are eyewitnesses, Lord God. Many times in the past, even our congregation have been baptized. We saw that voice go, Lord. And we saw you come back, Lord Jesus, and take back that voice and bring back its full strength, Lord God. You could do it one more time, Lord God, to show that your spirit is truly here, Father. Oh, God, we commit into your precious hands. Lord, those words, Lord, what we're looking to is the gift, Lord Jesus. And we come in this afternoon not to see man, Lord God, not to see who is beside us, Lord God, but to fix our eyes upon you, Lord God. Lord God, when these meetings are over, Lord God, we want to know, Lord Jesus, when we leave here, Father, we leave, Lord God, something more than our yesterday, Lord God. We leave more than human, Lord God. So we commit ourselves, Lord Jesus, into your precious hands. May your angel go with each one of us, Father, and bring us back safely, Lord, as we commit the service afternoon into your precious hands. In Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen and amen.
Seven thunders were revealed. You know, and many people use many quotes to support that. But then the seven thunders said something. When the quotes people use to say the seven thunders are revealed, it's simply saying that the voice spoke. But what did it speak? Our ears are just being cleaned. That the things that the voice actually spoke could be made. Nothing else could really change us as perfectly and as completely as the Word. And when God said, let there be in the beginning, it was that Word that transformed that command, that changed the seed into the species. That Word that He spoke, there's nothing else that could change us into what we are supposed to be but His Word. And we are receiving His word. Believe that a thing holds to God's unchanging hand. Turn to the person next to you before we start a thing and say, brother, I love you, sister, I love you, pray for me.
Open.
returns home. You are dismissed. You may be seated. The deacons will usher you out as you sing.